children got behind the bushes as fast as they could, for they did not have much time to hide. The horse came nearer and nearer and began to walk up the hill toward them. Then the children could hear a man talking. It was the baker. "I wonder where those children went," he said. "I don't think they could walk as far as Silver City. If we don't find them in Greenfield, we'll go home."
"Yes," answered his wife. "I do not want to find them anyway. I don't like children, but we must try a little while longer. We will look for them in Greenfield, and that's all."
The children watched until the horse and cart had gone down the road. Then they came out from behind the bushes and looked at each other. "Oh, my, I'm glad those people did not see us," said Henry. "You were a good boy, Benny, to keep still. We'll not go to Greenfield." "I wonder how far it is to Silver City," said Jesse. The children were very happy as they walked along the road. They knew that the baker would not find them. They walked until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then they came to some signs by the side of the road. The moon came out from behind the clouds, and Henry could read the signs. "One sign says that Greenfield is this way," he said. "The other sign points to Silver City. We don't want to go to Greenfield. Let's take this other road to Silver City." They walked for a long time, but they did not see anyone. "Not many people come this way, I guess," said Henry. "But that is all the better."
"Listen," said Benny suddenly. "I hear something."
"Listen," said Violet.
The children stood still and listened, and they could hear water running.
"Oh, I want a drink of water, Henry," said Benny.
"Well, let's go on," said Henry, "and see where the water is. I'd like a drink, too." Soon the children saw a drinking fountain by the side of the road.
"Oh, what a fine fountain this is," said Henry, running toward it.
"See the place for people to drink up high, and a place in the middle for horses, and one for..."